Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to this wonderful sunny Sunday afternoon here in the UK in Wales. And I want to say good morning or good day, good afternoon, or even good night, wherever you're listening to us from. You're more than welcome to be here. We're live in Blog Talk Radio. We're live in Mike Spirit FM. We're live in GH Talk Radio. We're live in many ways. We're live in Spreaker. Whichever way you listen to us, you're more than welcome. This is the show where you can call in and have spiritual readings with myself and my guest. And I have a wonderful guest lined up here for you today. He's a gentleman that really needs no introduction. His name says it all for himself. You know, he is actually, he's been on the show many times. He's a fantastic worker. He doesn't really believe it's from the spirit world as in such, but believe me, when you hear this man speak, it's only words of inspiration, words of comfort, and surely knows how to deal with any situation. This is Rocky Krogfoss. Hi, Rocky, are you there with us? Hi, Rocky, are you there with us?
I'm sorry I had to take the mic off.
That's okay. You had me all in a panic there, Rocky, for a few seconds, I got to be honest. So, hi, Rocky. How are you doing?
I'm doing real good. I'll just say that I know that my my work is with spirit, and spirit is always with me. It's just that I'm not a psychic reader like you. I don't have the same talents as you do, but I work with spirit, and my job is more about coming up with information about how people heal rather than information about their personal lives per se. And so I work with spirit in a different way,
but
I don't do readings per se. So, yeah, it's wonderful to be here, Mike. It's just wonderful to be with you and Carrie again.
Good, good. Well, Rocky, I know that, you know, as you say, words of healing and you know, that's how you work with spirit. And we all need that bit of healing, don't we?
One of us. It's a different phase of the practical world. Practically speaking, as many of your listeners know, we create our own reality. And in doing so, there are certain things that we do that are practical. The words and thoughts and feelings that we have are choices that we have, and that's a practical choice. Sometimes it's a very emotional thing to behold, but practically speaking, we have choices on what kind of reality we choose. And when we're suffering, we are creating it. And one of the things that I'm trying to teach people is how to take responsibility for the suffering that you're creating and find ways to alleviate that through your own personal energy fields and how to shift and change those.
Okay.
Yes. So that's how I work with people.
And you know, as I said, it's amazing because we all need that bit of healing. And even me, you know, because to be honest with you, Rocky, I've only just got back to Studio One because I've been rushing around this afternoon. My brother-in-law is in hospital. He's been suffering with cancer for the last few years. And, you know, it's been a very difficult few weeks with him. It really has. And today was a day that not so much forced him, but encouraged him that he has to go and see a doctor. And he went there and they admitted him there and then straight into the hospital. And, you know, as my sister can't drive, you know, it's down to me. And, you know, I'm doing all the running around and trying to sort everything out, which, you know, I'm obviously happy to do. I really am. And, you know, we've just come back into here now into Studio One. Kelly's had to dash back out with my sister to go back to the hospital. So Kelly is not with us this evening. So the chat room may be a little bit quiet this evening until she comes back. And believe you me, she will be back quite soon. I don't know when, but it doesn't matter. What matters is that things are being taken care of all is well, as so to speak. And, you know, we just wish my brother-in-law, Gwyn, the speedy recovery that he so deserves. Because, you know, Rocky, he's such a nice man. He really is. Very genuine, very honest, and the kind of man that would stop everything to help you if there was ever a problem, you know. And that's the kind of guy Gwyn is, you know. And it saddens me. It really saddens me to the pit of my stomach to think that someone like that has to suffer as much as he has suffered in the past, you know. The one side of him, he has no lymph glands left because they've taken them all away. They're talking about removing the kidney now and so on and so forth. It's pretty sad. It really is, you know. And I think, why, you know, why do we have to suffer in this way? But being of a spiritual mind, you know, that I know that it's our body that kind of gives up on us. And I suppose it's the same for lots of people out there. And I know there's probably thousands and millions of people that's in the same position that my family are in at the moment. And, you know, my heart goes out to each and every one of them because I know personally of how difficult it is of this rushing back and forth. And as I say, my heart goes out to each and every one of those people.
Well, I would like to say to each and every listener listening, if you could just take a few seconds right now to send love to Mike and to Carrie and to your brother, to send a collective consciousness energy to support everyone going through this process. That's the greatest gift you can give at this point in time, in gratitude for all that you give, Mike, in service to everyone else. So I'm going to ask everyone listening, please just send some love to Mike and Carrie and to your brother right now. Just a moment of silence, please. Thank you. Mike, you know, when we go through these kinds of things, it brings up all kinds of emotions. It even sometimes questions our spiritual journey because it doesn't seem fair and it doesn't seem right. And there's no practical reason why these kinds of things happen to wonderful people. If I was to be able to go in and work with him, I would find out the reasons why he would have cancer. I would find out the emotional reasons why he's, we'll say, in denial of it, and what has actually caused the cancer from his long past.
Yeah.
And I would, you know, I'm wide open to doing that if he's open to it. That's the big trick. If he's open to it, then we can do something. We can help him.
Most definitely, you know, and it seems to run through the family with him, Rocky, because on the 13th of this month, it's my birthday. You know, there's no secret about that. I'm getting older. But on the 13th, Gwyn and the rest of the family will be at a funeral. That's a funeral of Gwyn's sister, who has just passed on to the spirit world with the cancer as well. So, you know, it's a long thing in the family, I think, with the cancer issues there. You know, I think with losing his sister, it's probably knocked him sideways, so to speak, and you know, when things like this happen and you lose a family member that is that close to you, it kind of makes you think, how much more have I got to fight in me? How much more fight have I got left in me, you know? And I think that's the position of where he is in at the moment.
Right, and I'll just share something with your listeners right now. You know, because Mike, as you know, I'm kind of an expert on language of creation. And in our society, we have all been trained to fight cancer. And if you just pay attention to those words, what kind of feeling comes up when you're in a fight against cancer? we've all been trained to think that this is the way to be. When you join in a fight against cancer, you're joining in an energy that actually allows the cancer to thrive. And so I've been talking to people and training people in my workshops to change the language. And this is going to be a bit hard for people to understand, but I'm going to say that I have been trained by my spirit guides to love whatever's going on in my body, including cancer. If I have cancer, it's to love the cancer. It's to give it permission to let it speak its message to you, what it needs, what attention it needs from you, because something is very, very lacking in that area. And the thing that's lacking is self-love. The thing that's lacking is love. Unworthiness draws a cellular response, and eventually it creates cancer. And thus, so there's a huge unworthiness factor somewhere down there, and probably from his childhood experiences with his mother and father. And so there's opportunities to learn how to deal with something simple as body pain or something as horrible as cancer, just to learn how to deal with the cellular frequency part of it. And that is, it needs love. It needs love. And that's how miracles are created. Miracles are created when we let go of the issue that originally caused the cellular deformation, degeneration, and bring love into the situation. Forgiveness, love and forgiveness is the healer on the planet. And we're just starting to get our heads wrapped around that now. If you are suffering from depression, if you're suffering from pain in the body, when you love yourself and forgive yourself for whatever issues you're hanging on to that are causing it, you create a situation where healing can occur. And it may seem miraculous, but once again, it comes down to taking a responsibility for your own journey. So your brother's case, it's a case of letting go of whatever he was hanging on to, whatever shame or guilt or pain he was hanging on to all his life, and allowing that to leave his body, and he still has a chance to stay if he wants to.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I know that Gwyn would be happy to take part in anything that you have to offer him, because I know that he's been through lots of different treatments.
Yeah.
I know that he's been he's in and out of hospital. Like there's no tomorrow. There's appointment after appointment, and it's very difficult for him to keep fighting this horrible disease. If you want to call it that. But in all fairness to him, he's battling on. He's doing his of his best, and that's, I suppose, all that he can do, isn't it?
Well, like I say, once again, I would say that that's the current mindset in our population, because that's what we've been trained. Be a good soldier, grab your sword, get into the battle, and see if you make it through the battle. In the meantime, you're getting cut up, you're getting beat up. And that's how our current medical system, that's kind of the energy of traditional medicine, is to get in and fight. And once again, it's not about a fight against cancer. It's about understanding what caused the cancer at an emotional level and loving it. So it's not about, you see, this is where it gets really difficult. And this is where my workshops are very, very good, because I take people in their current mindset, everything that you've ever been taught about what is right, what is the way to do things, what is normal in our society, the way to talk, the way to think, most of it has been out of balance with love. And so there's an opportunity here to shift and change, because that's what pain and disease does to us, is it makes us realize that we've created something that needs our attention, and to let go of the fight, to let go of the anger, to let go of the resentment, to come to a place of simply loving it. And at this point in time, for your brother, what has he got to lose? He's got everything to gain. And sometimes that's what it comes down to, Mike. Sometimes that's what it comes down to for people. it's easier to avoid and to get into the fight when we have to get into the fight than to love something and to feel the pain and to let it go. So that's what I'm saying is that there's a different language we need to incorporate in our lives that includes loving of self and loving everything, loving everyone, loving everything on this planet. When you can allow that to be part of your thinking, allow that to be part of your language, your cellular body, they've proven this in many scientific experiments all over the planet, that the cellular body responds very positively to that. And that is the impetus to creating healing. So we send love to Gwyn right now, and we welcome him to letting go of this cancer in his own way.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Rocky. That's thank you for saying those wonderful things, because you know it does make sense. It really does, and I know that you can offer the similar kind of thing for people who wants to be in contact with you.
Absolutely.
Just let us know, Rocky, how people can get a hold of you outside of the show.
Well, the easiest way is through my email, and if people got a pen handy, please write this down now. Love to hear from you, even if you just comment on the show. My email is stressfreeme99@gmail.com. You can also go to my Facebook page and like my Facebook page and contact me at EmpowerMeToBeFree. That's with the number 2. Empower me to be free. So once again, email stressfreeme99@gmail.com, and my Facebook page is Empower Me to Be Free with the number 2. Thanks, Mike.
Perfect. Okay, Rocky, I'm going to go to our first piece of music. Again, you know, the music was chosen by Kerry before she had to dash out, before I dashed in. So I don't really know what she's got lined up, but you know, just by the first, well, by the artist name, I know I'm going to enjoy. So let's just sit back and enjoy this song.
Love it.
Before the end is summer,
And welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You listen to me, Mike Davis, live here on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live in Blog Talk Radio, live in Mike Spirit FM, live in Spreaker, and live in GH Talk Radio. A big, massive welcome to my guest, Rocky Krogfoss. Hi, Rocky. Are you still there with us? Hi, Rocky.
I cut myself off there. Sorry about that, Mike.
That's okay, Rocky. You know, I knew that you were still there because I could see you. So, okay, Rocky. So you can offer of a service of bringing healing to people if people have problems in their lives, if people are suffering medically. What else can you offer people there, Rocky?
Well, I work on two premises. I work on both the physical body and the emotional body, and I've helped people heal depression, panic attacks, anything that causes you to feel really, really uncomfortable or really sad. And I've also helped people heal a wide variety of pain issues in the body, you know, anything going on with the body physically. Especially in the realm of pain, I've been able to help them release that generally forever. And recently I've worked with two or three women who had depression for almost 20 years, and they were on medication the whole time. Now, it took about 2 months of work with them because their problems were so deep-seated, but it took about 8 sessions to help them come completely free of their depression and completely off their medications, and their lives have changed dramatically. Now, that may seem impossible to do, but it's not, because the things that I'm teaching people, this is, Spirit has guided me to this kind of thinking and energy healing, not based on moving energy around, but based on you taking responsibility for your thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and helping you let go of the really painful ones from your past. It's much like, as we discussed before, Mike, it's much like a computer program.
Yeah.
If your laptop has, your current laptop today, a new laptop, if it's running with Windows 98, it's not going to run so well. And that's what humans are doing right now, is humans everywhere are running with Windows 98 in their programming. That's a metaphor, of course, but so in order to operate in today's programming, which is love, we have to go in and we have to remove the files, so to speak, in your programming, in your belief systems that are steeped in unworthiness and fear. And when we do that and upgrade to, I love myself, I'm worthy of love, I'm worthy of money, I'm worthy of a great relationship, I'm worthy of a nice job, I'm worthy of healing. When we do that, we change the frequency in the body, and the body heals itself.
Yeah.
So I'm more of a catalyst than anything else. So that's how it works.
Wonderful. So when we start taking callers in a few minutes, because we will be going to the phone lines, what kind of questions would you be looking for of people to ask you, Rocky?
Well, you know, as your listeners know, they love getting psychic readings from you, Mike, and that's wonderful. I just want them to be aware that I don't do psychic readings, and if I come to you first, I'm going to be asking you some questions in order to tune into what's going on with you in your current thinking, so that I can tune into what you need to pay attention to, and whether it's Mike that goes first or I go first. I just want you to know that my process is different, so I don't want you to come asking for a psychic reading and then just sort of stifle and not say anything because you're afraid that you're going to be giving away information that's going to affect Mike's readings. That's not how it works. Mike's readings come in as they are, independent of what I do. So if you have a question about how to heal something in your life, feel free to ask me that question. If you want a message from Spirit about something that's going on in your life, feel free to ask that too.
Okay, perfect. Rocky, let's go into the phone lines.
Sure.
I know that we've got lots of people on hold at the moment. So let's bring on our first caller. And do you know, Rocky, I haven't a chance to screen any callers this evening because of obviously the rush with me coming in and Kerry having to dash back to the hostel and everything else there. So we haven't had time to screen any callers, but that doesn't mean that we're not going to take any because we're going into the callers now. And so I'm just going to call your area codes out. And the first one is 678. IA area code 678. Can I take your name, please?
Hi, my name is Craig.
Craig.
Yes.
Okay, Craig, and what was the reason that you called in for this evening?
I called to get a reading, but I heard a gentleman say that he doesn't do psychic reading, so I'm not sure how that would begin.
Okay, well, I'm a medium there, Craig, okay, and, you know, I'm more than able and capable of doing readings myself, okay. Now, what Rocky does, Rocky will work alongside me into showing people the difference of how spiritual energy works, okay. Now, my forte is to link to the spirit world. Rocky's forte is to bring healing to the mind, body, or soul, which is wonderful, you know, because it's a gift that works coincides with each other. Can I ask you there, Craig, where you're calling from? Where to are you?
Okay, I'm calling from the Pittsburgh area in the States. And I guess the question I could ask is, right now I'm in the midst of a transition. I just earned my doctoral degree, as you predicted back in January. So I'm in the midst of trying to, I would like to settle down, but I feel the sense that I'm not done with education yet. And I'm not sure what's the driving force behind that feeling.
Okay. So I've already worked with you back in January, you said, was it?
Yes.
Okay. No, again, Craig, you know, that's no problem at all. Well, what I'm going to do then, Craig, is link to the spirit world, see who comes forward from the spirit world for you, and just give you the information that they come through with. So is that okay if I do that for you?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, because I know I've got a lady that draws close to me here from the spirit world, and I know that this lady is very, very slight of her build. She's very slim towards the end of her life. I believe that she would have lost quite a bit of weight before she passed home to the spirit world, because that's certainly what she tells me, that she lost lots of weight before she passed. She certainly makes me aware that the illness that she suffered with drained the life out of her, if you want, for a better word, because I know that she's making me aware that one minute that she's very... that she was up on life, that she would have loved life, and the next minute that she seems to be going downhill and, you know, as if... I give up the battle within inside myself. So I know I want to say to you that this lady kind of give up inside herself before she passed on to the spirit world there. And she tells me that this condition, this illness took charge of her. And I know that she didn't really bounce back from that, she tells me. Now, I believe that this lady would link towards your family because she makes me go towards your family. I believe that she's maybe more towards your mum's side because I know that she takes me towards my mum's side of my family as she links you with us, Craig. Do you understand of who she is?
I believe it's my grandmother.
Perfect. Now, I know as this lady comes forward, she says to me there about where she sees you going over the next few weeks, few days, few months, or whatever it is, because she says to me about that you've been working, and you know, if I said to you, Craig, that you've been trying to change a direction in your life, would that make sense to you?
I didn't quite get what you said.
Okay, that you've been trying to change a direction in your life, is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay. See, because she certainly makes aware that you've been trying to change a direction in your life, and you're trying to, you know, make things happen maybe a little sooner than what they should be happening, okay? And of what she's come to say to me is, like, let's take it one step at a time. Let's take it easy. Let's take it slowly. But one step at a time, there, Craig, because I know that you're the kind of person that if you've got something in your mind, you would kind of like to go 100 miles an hour at something. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. See, and she says to me there about taking it one step at a time, taking it easy, and you know, learning and understanding of where your foundations are so that we can build off a solid foundation, then, for want of a better word, okay? In other words, let's learn to walk before we run. And I don't mean that to be detrimental. I really don't. But what she says to me is that we have to now understand all of the mechanics behind things before we run off and do everything else. Now, Craig, I know that she says to me as well that you are becoming more aware of the spirit world and about life after death yourself at the moment. Is that right?
Very true.
Okay. See, because she talks to me here about that you're starting to become aware, you're starting to see things, you're starting to sense things yourself there, Craig. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, it's almost to the point of where I feel that you feel now it's time that you started to look in the right, or you're looking for a direction of where you can go to maybe develop this or to maybe work with it, but you want to understand it more now than you ever did before. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, because I know that's exactly what she's coming to say. Okay. now, I'm going to bring Rocky in because I know that Rocky can help you there with of where you're going in your life, the reasons behind that. So, Rocky, do you want to add on in there?
Yeah, sure. I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Craig,
okay. Here's what I'm picking up. Because I do work with spirit guides, and you have spirit guides, and they have a vested interest in you and sort of guiding you or pushing you into the area where you would best serve humanity. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Good, wonderful. So this feeling that you're getting that you need to get more education, this feeling is coming up for a reason because it's being created within you in concert with your spirit guides. And which direction do you feel you need to go?
I feel that I need to go to law school, but I've been resistant because I just completed like 6 years of a doctoral degree, which I kind of lost passion for in the midst of it. And so I really feel pushed to go to law school, but I want to do another 3 years of education.
I can understand that. So you said the magic words, though. You said you've lost the passion for it. Now, why do you think you've lost the passion for it?
I think for me, it's most I would like to settle down, get married, build a family. I'm at the age of 33, and I would like to have that, but it feels like that if I would really invest another 3 years in education, I'd be losing 3 years of opportunity to build that family.
So you're really hard on yourself right now?
Possibly.
Would that be your... Yeah, so you're really kind of in a mix. Now, do you have somebody special in your life right now?
No, I don't.
Okay. So when your heart overrules your mind, and this is a good thing. This is a good thing. You need to go where your heart guides you. The mind, always wants to, you know, force you to do the things, quote unquote, you should do. This is what is expected of you. You must do this. And when your heart tells you differently, then you must follow your heart and do it without any questions and any judgment of yourself and experience life the way you want to experience it. And you've got a doctrine already. You're set to go out into the world and to begin your life. Education is something that you can always do later on in life. There are many people my age in their 50s who are going back to school and getting further education. It's not a big deal to get it done now. My daughter went through this recently herself. So she's going to do her 4 years and then do her master's over time because she wants to settle down and have children too. And so I you understand this, and you know you have every right not to feel guilty about having the decision to move on with your life and find someone special and settle down and get married and carry on and enjoy your life, because it's not about a race to the finish. It's just not. And your spirit guides just want you to know that it's okay for you to choose your life that you want and to follow it. Does that make sense to you?
Sure does. Yes, it does.
Yeah. Well, I'll leave that with you because, you know, I get a sense and feeling that you really do know what you want, and you are a man that has a big heart, a kind heart, and you are, you know, for the women listening, you're a good catch. All right?
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome.
Thank you, Craig, and thank you, Rocky, for coming in there. Craig, you know, you can always download a copy of this reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and check out the website of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, Rocky, let's go straight back to the phone lines, and let's go to area code 315 and say, hi, area code 315, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
That's okay. You sound very, very quiet. Can I just take your name a minute, please?
Yes, my name's Annette.
I didn't catch that. You're very, very quiet. You either need to come closer to your telephone, your microphone.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, but you're still very quiet. So what was your name, sorry?
My name's Annette.
Annette.
Yes.
Okay, Annette, and can I ask you where you're calling from there?
New York.
From New York. Okay, perfect. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I was just wondering if you could give me any messages from anybody that's passed over, especially Lorna.
Okay, again, I didn't catch that. All I heard was any messages on what was that? What was the rest of it?
Can you contact someone in spirit? Her name is Lorna. See if she has any messages for me.
Okay, well, I'll do my very best. Okay, now, I can't guarantee that I can bring a particular person through.
Okay.
The only thing I can do is offer myself to the spirit world and allow them to come forward. Now, if this... Lorna, if she wants to come forward, then she's more than welcome. But I cannot guarantee that I'm gonna that she will come forward. Okay, so Annette, I'll do my very best there for you and see where we go. Is that okay?
That's fine. Thank you so much.
Okay. Okay. See, I know that I have a lady here with me. Okay, and I know that this lady makes me aware of when she passed on to the spirit world. I believe it's some kind of like tragic circumstances that she passed with. I do believe, as if I want to say that her passing was very sudden, because I know that she's here in this life in 1 minute, and then over in the spirit world the next minute. It was that quick, her passing. Now, I believe that she wasn't very old. I believe that she's maybe around mid-30s, I mean, maybe around 34, 35, somewhere around there when she passed. As I said, I believe it's like tragic. I believe that her life was ended very quickly when she was here with us. Now, I know that she makes me aware that she had so much in life to look forward to. I know that she had so many things in life to kind of look up to then, for want of a better word. So do you understand of a lady for me in the spirit world who would be like that there for you there when she was here with us?
I think that could be Lorna. I'm not exactly sure what age she was.
Okay. Now, that's perfect if it is, okay, because you know, I am asking for her to come forward. Not that I believe I can pull individual people, because that's not how it works. But if they want to, then they're more than welcome. Now, would I be right in saying to you that she would have been a mum when she was here with us? Because she talks about children. Would you understand that she would have had children when she was here with us?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, that's fine. Now, I know that this lady is with you at the moment, okay? I know that she's with us from the spirit world, and she connects there to you from the spirit world. And what she tells me is that you're doing a good job. Would you understand why I would say to you that you're doing a good job at the moment there?
That I'm doing a good job?
Yes.
Well, she came through through a different psychic the other night, which totally surprised me, and she wanted me to give her daughter, which is in her 30s now, a message to not give up. And it's actually my ex-boyfriend's ex-wife, you know, but her daughter and I are in contact with each other.
Okay.
And she told me that she wanted Elizabeth to have kind of like a mother figure, you know. So I don't know if she was trying to tell me to take on, you know, try to, you know, watch Elizabeth for her, or if I'm just taking this wrong. That's why I'm calling in.
Okay. Okay. Well, certainly what she tells me is that you're doing a good job. Okay. Now, I believe what she means by this is because... of what you're doing with her daughter then, okay? Now, it's not so much that I believe that she needs a mother figure or you want to be a motherly figure to her, but you're doing a good job by just being there for her. So you would understand that you are there for her. You're very much of a support for her. Now, see, she tells me as well that it's important around now, around this time of the year, why she comes through. So would you understand of the importance around now, like a birthday or an anniversary or a passing or something? It's important why she comes through around this time of the year. Do you understand of that?
Only thing I can think of is my mother passed away June 14th, but
okay,
she wasn't in her 30s.
Okay, no, that's fine. See, I'm saying to you, the reason why she's coming, and she says to me that it's important why she comes through. So it's important why you have communication around this time of year, because there's a passing, and as you just said, around the 14th, which is only, just a few days away, isn't it? It's, maybe 5 days away. But I know that she makes it clear that it's important for you, because I know that you are feeling quite depleted of life at the moment. You're feeling quite down with inside yourself at the moment. Do you understand of that?
Yeah.
And would I be right in saying to you that you feel as if you've been let down a little by those as closest to you? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, Annette, doesn't that prove to you that this lady, even though that she links with your friend, which is her daughter, she knows so much about your life, okay? And she talks to me about there's lots of emotions in your life at the moment. There's been lots of hurt. There's been lots of upset in your life at the moment. But what she wants me, the main thing for her to come through with is, you know, that you have been strong for her daughter, and she wants you to continue being strong for her daughter. And, you know, I want to say to you about not changing anything of any sort, but, you know, be that strength as you always would be, because I know that's the kind of person that you are in your life at the moment, okay? Now, she says to me about giving you direction, something to look forward to, and I believe that I want to say to you that as you're looking for that bit of direction in your life at the moment, she says to me about this, what's to do with the finances? Why would she mention the word finances to me? Would you understand that there's like either a financial, I don't want to say difficulty, but you're dealing with finances in some way at the moment, like kind of juggling finances. Do you understand of it?
Yes, I very much am in a financial bind right now.
Okay, because that's what she tells me, okay, about this financial difficulty, juggling, trying to move things from one thing to the other, and she says to me there that you're dealing with it, but it's a bit stressful for you at the moment, okay? But I know that she wants me to say to you that, you know, the spirit world is so much around you. And, you know, if I say to you that you've even kind of felt them yourself, that would make sense to you, Annette, there. Is that right?
Yes, I believe in the contact with my people that have passed over, yes.
Perfect, okay, because I know that's what she says. Now, she steps to a side a minute to allow a gentleman to come forth here from the spirit world. Now, I believe this gentleman links on your dad's side of your family of when he was yours, because I feel a very much fatherly-like figure here with this man. And I believe that he would have carried some weight with him before he passed on to the spirit world. You could see this in his face. His face was quite rounded before he passed on to the spirit world as well. He makes you aware that he was a man that if he had something to say, out it would come, please or offend, because he says to me, I held nothing back for no one. If I had something to say, out it would come, please or offend. I don't believe he is like your dad, if I'm honest with you. So is this your dad, please, in the spirit world?
Yes, it is, okay. Because one of his famous lines was, if you have a thorn in your side, take it out. So that should tell you.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So, see, you know, doesn't that just prove to you that, you know, that your dad, this lady, you know, they all have come around you at the moment because it's what you need, okay? Now, you know, I'm not saying any other medium is wrong or right. You know, it's not for me to judge, and I would never judge anyone else. We're all individuals. We all do what we do to the best of our abilities, you know, and I take my hat off to anyone else doing this work. You know, what I want to say to you, take on board of what you need to take on board from wherever else you've had readings from. But, you know, what your dad says to me is that you know when the reading hits kind of home because you feel it inside of yourself, in your chest. Because this is, he pushes my chest as he says to me, it hits you right there. So So do you understand this, Annette?
Yes, I do. I always have tightness in my chest, and I always think that something's up, you know,
a
feeling.
Marvelous. See, because I know that he comes forth here from the spirit world, and he's so strong in your life, and he just wants you to know that he is there, and so long as his strength is there with you, it will carry us through anything that life gets to throw at us. Now, I'm going to invite Rocky in here, because I know that Rocky will have things that's able to help you there. So, Rocky, it's over to you there, mate.
Thank you, Mike. Hi, Annette. How are you today?
Hi, Rocky. Thank you. I'm fine. Thank you.
Good, good. Well, Annette, Mike nailed a whole bunch of things there, and so I just want to say I want to take this in a slightly different direction, because I'm really feeling the burden of expectation around you and how you've taken on the role of being the caretaker for what appears to be everyone. Would that be correct?
Yes. Yeah.
And what I want to say to you is, and I just want you to work with me here, I just want you to hear what I'm saying, because it's going to challenge you a bit. What I want to say to you is you don't have to do that anymore. Now, I'm going to explain why. In our society, women have been trained to be the nurturers and carers, despite their own needs, if I can use that term. So no matter how tired you are, no matter how drained you are, no matter what's going on around in your world, everyone else's stuff comes first, so to speak. And so I'm going to invite you into a place where, and this is what I teach in my workshops with men and women, is to start taking care of yourself first. And that's a new concept for a lot of you. In fact, a lot of people don't even know what that means. They don't even know where to start with that. But what I'm going to say is that you're tuned into your feeling body, and you know what is right for you in each and every moment. And if you have to say no to something, feel free to just take your hand and just push it to the side and just say no, not with anger, not with resentment, but with honoring what you need now. Because if you're too tired, your body needs rest, you need to take care of your body. Do you understand this?
Yes. And
now,
be held on it.
Yes. And now here's an interesting thing that happens when you do that. When you start taking good care of yourself and you start shedding some of these burdens and some of these expectations, and you start looking at all the rules of everything that you think you're supposed to follow, that you're supposed to do, and you start shedding some of those, you actually create an opening for abundance to come into your life, because right now it's blocked. It's like a toilet bowl that's blocked. You've got stuff there that needs your attention, and it needs to be unblocked. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's the work that I do, is I help you unblock the things that are there to help you create what you want. And what you're really saying is I'm tired, I want to rest, and I want to take care of me. You know, I want to be taken care of now. It's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so here's an opportunity for you to take that on, to make that part of your mantra. I want you to write that down. I want you to write this down. I want you to write, it's time for me to take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
And when you write that down, I want you also to say, I love myself, and I will take care of myself now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I want you to repeat that every day. Every day when you get up in the morning, and I want you to repeat that every day, and I want you just to send love to everyone who has expectations from you. And I want you just to say, it's time for me to take care of me. I will decide on how I distribute my love to everyone else. But right now, I'm going to give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And your world will change.
I'm trying to do that, and I'm getting resolved real big time.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you want any further information on that, you know, you can contact me through my Facebook page or through my email. Did you get that information?
I can get it from the archive.
Yes, exactly. So I'm going to leave you with that, because that is an area where you really need to focus now. And in fact, if the rest of the world was listening, they indeed must do the same. So these burdens that we take on, these expectations, these rules that we follow, weren't really designed to make you happy. They were designed to keep you in a little prison. And this prison is a door that you can open with ease and walk out of this prison and walk into your personal freedom to a place where you can be happy and joyous again. Where you make decisions.
That.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said I appreciate that, because my kids are in their 30s, and, well, one's almost hitting the 40s, and I'm still expected to be there, like you said, you know?
Well, here's what happens. I'll share this with you. Use the theater of your mind now to imagine when one of your children comes to you and they need something. Imagine there's a thread, a golden thread coming from, let's say, their stomach, their heart, and it's coming to you. And what you've been doing all your life, unwittingly and unknowingly, is you've been receiving that thread because you believe it's your job to do so. Now, what would happen if you just gently said, not today, and I don't feel like it today? There might be a bit of shock on their part, but you are establishing boundaries that serve you. And you know, everyone listening, we all have to start establishing boundaries where we're not in a place of giving away our power on a regular basis, because that's not what we're here to do. We're here to love ourselves, and when we love ourselves, and we love ourselves, and we love ourselves, and we fill up our own temple with more and more love of self, you're able to help other people with much more power and efficiency without draining yourself. So that's what I encourage you to do.
Well, I appreciate that, and I've been trying to work on that, because I do realize it, and like I said, I got... Well, basically, my daughter asked me to babysit the other day, and I said not today because I got company. And next thing I know, she even kicked me off Facebook, if that tells you anything. You know?
Well, and that's fine. You know, it's time. This is 2013. There's a new energy on this planet right now, and that energy is demanding of you that if people don't appreciate the love that you share with them, then they need to be removed or detached from your life. You don't owe them anything.
Right?
So if they want to react that way, let them go. Let them be on. Let them go on on their own sort of, whining session. They'll come back, because you are the light. You are the sharer of love. You are the nurturer. Now you have the right to decide when you're going to do that.
Well, and so in fact, Mitch, I got a friend's request back, but it was still hurtful, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. So you decide what rules you're going to follow. You decide what you're going to do with your time and your love, and you make the rules around that so that you're taking care of yourself in every moment, all right?
Okay. Well, I appreciate you very much, and I appreciate Mike, too.
Yeah. No, he's a superstar.
Thank you so much.
One day, Rocky, maybe. You never know. One day. Thanks, Annette, for calling in.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you, Rocky. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, Rocky, I think the time has come for us to play another one of these songs that Kerry's chosen.
Crank it up.
Well, you know, Rocky, I know that they're asking where Kerry is in the chat room, so I'm going to say again, because I know some people did miss the first part of the show. Kerry is down the hospital with my brother-in-law at the moment and my sister, as my brother-in-law has been taken ill again, and he's been ill for a long, long, long time, and I'm sure that they're sure now that the cancer has spread even further. So Kerry is down the hospital, driving, taken over from me because I've been at her most of the day, so that I can do the show and then maybe swap back over again. But I'm sure that Kelly will be joining us a little bit later on. So let's just press this and enjoy.
Gonna close my eyes.
International medium Mike Davis, the People Psychic, is now doing private readings on www.mikespirit.fm. Just click on the Request a Reading page and follow the online instructions on how to contact Mike. Remember, this is a one-to-one service. Terms and conditions can be found on www.mikespirit.fm. To book your reading, log on now. Remember, that's www.mikespirit.fm,
the home of the People Psychic.
And welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with my amazing guest, Rocky Krogfoss. Hiya, Rocky, are you there with us?
I am here, my friend. Thank you. The lovely music.
You know, I think Kelly may have chosen that just to make me smile, I think, because it surely did make me smile, so I'll surely will thank Kelly when she gets back into Studio One a little bit later on, hopefully to catch maybe the last bit of the show. But if not, it doesn't matter, because you know she's doing some some fantastic work, driving my sister around back and forth to the hospital because it's needed. So, you know, we'll forgive her this time, Rocky, won't we?
Well, she's doing the work that an angel does, my friend.
Well,
so,
most definitely.
Yes.
Okay, Rocky, should we go back to the phone lines?
Bring it on.
Let's go to area code. I've lost where I was going. Here, area code 770. Hi, are you there with us?
Hi, I'm Mike. Hi, Rocky. Yeah, I'm here with you guys. How you doing?
Yeah, we're doing very well. Can we just take your name for a second there, please?
My name is Maddie.
Matty,
and I'm calling from hot Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, wonderful. And can we ask you the reason that you called in for there, Matty?
I have a question about financial. My question is, I'm owed, someone owed me a large sum of money, and the last update I received from it sounds very good. So I wanted to know, do you see that it will come through this year?
Okay, Rocky, maybe you're probably the best one to answer that question, I think. Will Matty receive any more money by the end of this year?
Well, let's ask a simple question. Are you worried about that, Matty?
Am I worried about it? No, but it would be nice. I'm not really worried about it. Actually, it's been years, and I live all, you know, life has been going on without it, without it. But the key thing is, the update sounds very good, and I just wondered, would it come through before the year is over?
Right. Well, that's a fair question to ask, and so the way to have it come to you is to open up to Spirit helping you create this. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
And so the thing to do is to create a vision in your mind of that money coming to you now. Just see that check coming to you, or a big pile of money coming to you into your hand, and just welcome it with love and gratitude. Whatever is the holdup that's causing you not to receive the money, that's what needs your attention right now. Whatever the issues are, whether they're personal or whether they're bureaucratic or whatever they are, you can break through those barriers by simply being in a state of love and just receiving this money as if you've already received it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
so
I do.
Yes, and that's wonderful. I can feel that you're very powerful and you're very wise and you understand energy. Do you feel a lot of things in your life? Do you feel a lot of energy in your life? Do you feel people's energy?
I do. I was told here recently that I had someone did my name, Power Choice. Soul Path, and they told me that I had the power, mediumship, healer, to see, hear, and I thought, okay, well, I have experienced all of those, and I thought it was me going a little loony, but I've seen shadows, I hear a little voice speak to me, and I can feel and I pick up, but I never channel. I never really, mediumship means channels, right?
It does in certain circumstances. It is an open channel when you are a medium,
but,
like Mike.
Yeah, but I have, but I have said things and didn't know where it was coming from. It was right. I said, I don't know where that come from, and I figured.
Well,
can I
share with you where it's coming from?
Sure. I'm all
gained
and learning, yes.
Yeah, it's very simple. Now, everyone on this planet has spirit guides, whether it's one or many. And
yes.
They collectively, as a team, have a vested interest in you completing your work on this planet. So they are always in contact with you, in concert with loved ones, spirits that have a vested interest in you. They all work as a team, if you can understand that. And when you get an intuitive sense, or a knowing, as we call it, because that's how I work too. I work as the knowing. I work a little bit different than Mike does. And I just get a knowing. And it's just like we'll call it a burst of energy. And it's information that is relevant in the moment, because you're always being watched. You're always being protected. You're always being fed information, because you are being guided on your path to success and happiness and love on this planet. You're being guided to healing, to letting go of things, so that you can create the life that you want on this planet. And that's why I suggested that you envision this money coming to you, and whatever blockages are in the way, just send them love, send it love, and just say, this money is mine, I receive it now, thank you God. So
okay.
That's what I'm going to share with you, and you have the power to do this. So just let go of all other strings, all of the other illusions that this physical world creates.
Yes.
The strings don't matter. You can draw that money to you now. All right?
Oh, wow. Yes. Yes.
Amen, sister. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Marty. Thank you, Rocky, for that. That's a lovely bit of information there for Marty.
Yes.
In. That's perfect. Marty, I just want to pick up there on what Rocky was saying there about all our spirit guides and helpers and so on and so forth there. Marty, I'm going to bring a communication forward here for you, okay, because I am aware of someone that's stood right by the side of me from the spirit world. And this would be of a gentleman that stands right by the side of me that connects there to yourself. And as I'm aware of this gentleman, he certainly makes me aware that he complained and suffered of his chest. Whatever condition he had, it either started in the throat or it affected the throat area, because I know I'm aware of my throat as I'm talking here to him. It goes down into my chest. And I believe it wants to settle here with my heart. And I believe this is how this gentleman would have passed home to the spirit world, is with a heart attack, if I can say that there to you, of when he actually left this vibration. He makes me aware that to say that to you, that he would have, that he would link to your dad's side, because he just corrects me. Then he says, no, it's dad's side. I link with dad's side of the family there. So do you understand of a gentleman and your dad said they would have passed a heart condition, but would have complained of a chest and throat kind of a problem there before he went?
Mama, dad's side. I think my dad had heart failure.
Okay.
I don't know of anyone else. Usually when someone make that transition, I never really know what really happened.
Okay.
No one ever tells me, and I never really ask. So, but I think it was hard for you, for my father.
Okay, then that's fine, okay, because I know that this man makes me aware of a heart. Now, let me describe him to you the best way I can, just to clear it up there for you.
That would help better, okay.
Because I don't want to leave things unsure for you, or you're thinking, was it or was it not? This
yes.
man makes me aware that he was quite active in his life. He liked to keep himself very busy in his vibration of when he was yours, because I know that he's a very busy kind of a man. Always liked to potter around the home. Now, what I mean by that, he always had bits and pieces that he needed doing and he would have always liked to do in. He was a man that always was good with his hands. And I know that he could work with his hands. He shows me lots of different tools, which would tell me that he would like to be out in his garden. He would like to have a go at fixing things. This man could turn his hand to most things when he was with us.
That was my father.
That's your father. Perfect. Okay,
He loved the earth.
There we are. Perfect. Because I know as your father comes closer to you, now, he's the kind of man that would kind of sit back and say nothing for a while. And he says to me, it was only for so long that he would be silenced for. because he says to me, if there was something that needed to be said, he would pick his perfect moment to have his say, for a want of a better word, because I know that's what he's come to say to me. He would pick his perfect time to have his moment there to speak to you. Do you understand of this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And see, I believe this is his perfect moment for him to come through this evening. Well, certainly this evening in the UK. And he wants me to say here to you that, you know, that you've been very patient. Now, I don't know of what condition he talks about, and it's none of my business, but he says to me, you've been very patient over the past few months, and I want to even say the past few years, that you've been very patient for, and you've been kind of treading carefully and don't want to upset things or upset people within your life. Do you understand of this?
Yes, that's pretty much who I am, yes.
And he says to me that, see, like him, that you would be silent for a while, but only for a while. And he says to me that you're coming to the point of where you feel, well, it's about time I had my say. It's about time that Mattie had her say. Do you understand of this?
Yes, yes.
Now, he also tells me here, as he stands to the side of me here, that, you know, he's been with you for a very long time. Now, I know that you said that you've been told before that you're able to work spiritually. Would I be right in saying to you that, you know, that you feel as if it's like going backwards there in some, it's kind of going backwards instead of going forwards. So even though that you are aware of the spirit, you haven't really done much with it at the moment.
Thank you. That's very true. Yes, very true.
Okay. See, because I know that's what he tells me. And he says to me, it's because that there's been other things that's been important in your life to kind of take care of at the moment. And I know as you're taking care of more important things, that it's like it's been put on hold for a little while. And I know that your dad has come forward to say to me, you know, that that's perfectly fine. He is more than happy because he says to me that first things first, that you are more important than anything or anyone in this life to yourself. Okay, and you need to remember that you are just as equal as everyone else, because I do believe that of late you've been kind of feeling not left out, because that's the wrong word, but kind of I need to give other people instead of taking a little bit for myself. Do you understand of this?
Do I need to give others?
No, what I just said to you, that you feel that instead of taking a little bit for yourself, you're just giving all the time. There's never enough time for yourself, and it's about time that thing changed then.
Yeah, I have been a shoulder. I'm always a shoulder to someone, yes.
There we are, okay? Because I know that's exactly what this man, your dad, has come to say to me, okay? Why does he make me aware of my right leg at the moment, and not like the bottom of my leg, maybe from my knee up towards the top part of my leg? Why would I say like a mark or a something? I don't know if this would be with your dad or with yourself. Would you understand of why I would say that there's like some kind of distinguishing mark upon my leg at the moment?
My right leg bothers me a little bit because I have a moderate arthritis in my right knee.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you understand why he makes me aware of my leg. So, see, but as I said, it's like a distinguishing mark or something. So this is a must be an ongoing problem or something that you've complained of for a long time. And we know there's no quick fix for this. It's just something I've got to get on with. Maybe we can take something to ease it, or maybe we can have something to ease it, but it's something we've just got to get on with, and I know that you've kind of conditioned your mind. Well, I'll just get on with it.
Yes, what I've done is I know to take the fish oils and try to eat anti-inflammatory foods, because I know it's inflammation and get a lot of good foods in me and supplements and exercise and And it just, it doesn't really hurt a lot. It swells on me, and it'll go down and it swell back up, and I may have a little pain. It came from running. I love to go out and walk, hike, and I was running one day, and I think I pulled a tendon in the back of the leg, and that's when I really started feeling it.
Okay. See, now, doesn't that just prove to you conclusively that your dad is here with us?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because, you know, to me, it's all about proving that there's life after death, you know? That's the idea of a medium. The word medium is to mediate, isn't it? From one thing to another.
Me. He sees that this leg is giving me a little problem sometimes. This knee. That's amazing. That is amazing.
Perfect. I'm going to leave that there with you and say to you, you know, you can always download a copy of this reading in the archive for FM. And I say thank you very much for calling. And don't forget, you know, check out the website as well of Mike Spirit FM. You know, have a good look around because you can always play back the show there as well in that website. And I say thank you very much for calling.
I will go to the archives and play it over. Okay.
No problem.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Rocky. You know, another fantastic bit of work that we've done there together. You know, and it always pleases me when we have nice callers. And I say nice callers because, you know, we always have nice callers here on Mike Spirit FM. And some wonderful work that's been given. It's always pleasing, isn't it, Rocky? It really is.
Well, it's pleasing because you get an instant benefit providing clarity for people on issues where they're foggy themselves and they can't see the forest for the trees through no fault of their own. And that's why Spirit is here, to guide us, to help us, to help us heal, to help us create a life of joy. And we can help people let go of fear and come back to a place of joy. Is there any greater reward on this planet? I don't think so.
No, definitely not. Okay, Rocky, let's go back to the phone. I know people have been on hold for actually for a very long time looking here in the studio. So let's go to area code 256 and say hi, area code 256. Can we take your name, please?
This is Wanda.
Wanda. Hi, Wanda.
Hi. This is Sergeant from Bell City. I've got a couple things going on. I've been listening to Rocky. My heart tells me to do one thing, and then logic tells me, well, things are not, I don't know how to say it. Like, I guess I got fear that it's not going to turn out the way it's supposed to, the way I want it to turn out. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. May I step in, Mike?
Yes, most definitely, Rocky. Yeah.
Yeah. And specifically, what is it that you fear?
Okay, there's two things that's going on. One is that my brother's deceased. He had a house, and this guy stopped me over the house. It has a leak in the house, and it's being ruined right now. And if I get the house, by the time I get it back, it's going to be worthless.
Right.
And that's, but my heart tells me to go ahead and to fight to gain control of the house. That's what my heart tells me to do. But then I'm thinking, it's taking so long, and this guy is dragging it out.
And so.
And then another thing I had. Go ahead. I'm sorry. And I do. I do pray for him. I do say. I try to send love and light to him. Another instance is that a car place, a alignment place, they tore up brand new tires because they didn't align my car. And I've been, you know, trying to be nice to them, trying to get my new tires that they owe me because they didn't align it. It ate up a brand new set of tires on the front. And they've been kind of dodging me, and I've been trying to send them love and light, but I got reality. I get fearful, thinking, well, okay, I'm going to have to carry them to small claims court. And it's just the fear. So I know what you're saying, to just go with your heart and to send them love and light, but you still got that fear of, like, what if? And I heard you say that the mind can do it as well. And
that's,
I understand that everything's not going to turn out the way you want it. And so I have to accept it however it turns out and go along with it.
However, here's here's where life interferes, not interferes, intertwines with what you think is the way life is supposed to turn out. Now, sometimes things are supposed to turn out the way they turn out because there's life lessons. And so it sounds to me like you've taken on a great burden of trying to save him from his own misery, from his own from his own fears. Would that be correct?
Who am I trying to save?
I'm sorry?
Who's the person I'm supposed to save? I don't know, understand who you're talking about. Oh,
well,
my brother,
house.
Steve?
Yes, yes, your brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And so you know you're doing what families do, which is you're taking on his burden, and you're trying to lift him out of a hole that he has created for himself. Would that be correct?
Yeah, but I put my neck out there and I paid for his funeral and everything. Because somebody had to pay for it.
Right.
So I'm out money too.
Right. Well, at some point in time, the universe is going to remind you that sometimes it's okay to let people fall, because when they fall, that's when they learn their lesson. So when you, if you can imagine, your brother's walking along a sidewalk, and there's a trip coming up, and you know the trip is coming up, so you guide him away from that trip, even though the universe wants him to trip because he's not listening. He's not paying attention to what he needs to do to love himself. He's choosing to ignore or run away from love because it's too painful. So you're actually stepping in and doing the best you can to make sure he doesn't hurt himself when he falls. But the universe is saying, let go, because he needs to fall in order for him to learn what he needs to learn, because he's not learning. When you give that kind of support to someone and they're ungrateful for it, and they continue to do the same thing, you're simply perpetuating more of the same over and over again. It never stops, and it's a great drain on you emotionally, physically, and financially. So at some point in time, you just have to stand back and just say, well, you know, if God wants him to learn a good lesson here, then that's what he needs to do. How does that feel when I say that?
I guess it's, I mean, if that's what God wants, it's what God wants.
And the way you can tell if it's what God wants is if it feels okay to let go. If your body comes back to balance, back to normal, if it feels okay to let go of trying to continually rescue him from his own challenges, it's good to send love to him, it's good to care for him, it's good for all those things. But at some point in time, there has to be responsibility is the word. You have to be responsible for self.
Yeah. Well, after that's in love and light, I send it to the other guy that's trying to fight me over the house. I send him love and light.
Yes. Yes. So this is about you. Once again, I mentioned this earlier in the show to another lady. This is about you taking responsibility for loving yourself first. Because you're not here to give away. You're not here to give away your power to anyone else, unless it's received with love and honor and respected, and you are acknowledged for it, and you are treated with respect, you are treated with love in return. When you operate your life on that cycle, you create a whole different life experience. So if someone comes to this planet and it's in their karma to create suffering, how are they going to learn if they don't fall? And I've done that in my life. I've done that in my life a lot. I speak from the truth. I speak from walking the walk. I've chosen to suffer in many areas in my life in the past, and I fell, and I learned from it. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now if I had not learned my lessons, and I had to fall. And your spirit will make it happen one way or another, because that's what you're here to do. You signed up for this, what I call your tour of duty, and you're playing out a certain plan, and that carries out. And your plan was not to be so intimately tied into it, to stand back and allow God to play out the part that needs to be played out here, and just simply love Him and support Him. That's it. That gift alone is more valuable than anything else you can do in the physical world. So I will leave you with that. I'll leave you to ponder that, and I'll let Mike come in now, because I'm sure he's got somebody to someone to speak to you.
Thank you.
Hey,
Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rocky. Wanda, you know, I want to just briefly work with you there. I know that I worked there a few times in the past. But Wanda, you know I've got a lady here that I believe it's your mum from the spirit world. So do you understand your mum, Wanda, first of all, in the spirit world?
Yes.
And would I be right with your mum as she comes through, that she certainly would be a lady that would have been very much of a down-to-earth kind of lady, I would say, in this life when she was here with us. That, you know, if she wanted something, she would do it. And if it was if she needed to pay for something, she would save until she had enough to do it. Because she says to me,
yes,
when her mind was set on something, she would do it no matter what. No matter how hard it was, she would always achieve what she set out to achieve. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
And I believe, Wanda, that you are very similar to your mum and your character-wise yourself, that you like to have the things that you want in life, which is perfectly fine.
Yes.
You know, I certainly like to have the things I want in life, and you know, I don't always get them. In fact, I think I very rarely get them. But you know, on the odd occasion, things do come in, you know, that I'm very grateful for. And I know that's exactly what your mum tells me, that you're very grateful for the things that comes into your life. And it's kind of unexpected there sometimes. Do you understand of this?
Yes, yes.
And of late, there has been something very unexpected or unexplained that's come into your life. Why does your mum make me aware of a feather? Have you found a feather upon your I don't know, within your home there somewhere or something? Because she makes you aware of a feather.
I don't recall.
You don't recall? Well, she makes you aware of the feather. Now don't worry about it, okay? Because if it haven't happened yet, then maybe that's to come, because I'm aware to say to you that in some way, because now, even though that you understand the spirit world and you understand we can communicate with them, but sometimes we need that something, we need that evidence, we need that proof, we need something to, like, regain our confidence back in.
Amen.
Do you understand this?
Yes.
Yep, and I believe that's what your mum has come forward for, is to regain what we once had. I'm not saying lost, and I would never say lost, because I don't believe it is, but just to regain your trust, your confidence, your faith, and I believe that your mum just wants to show me this feather, and once you find this feather, know that it's a gift from your mum, because that's what she gives me. It's a beautiful, and it's only tiny, it's only a tiny little feather she places in my hand at the moment. And I know when that comes, that's when your faith will be restored in the spirit world and I have to say it, and I'm going to say it, within people that's around your vibration. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
You know, last week we I had another wonderful guest, Sarah, a lovely lady from West Palm Beach, and Sarah and myself, we somehow got onto a discussion about people that kind of turn the other cheek on us, and people that maybe would stab us in the back sometimes. And for some reason, that's what she brings to my mind. So would you understand that someone has either turned the other cheek to you at the moment, and you know, you've given so much? And, you know, you ask for nothing back. Perfect. And, you know, for some reason, they've kind of turned their back to you at the moment. Do you understand of this?
Oh, yeah. But it doesn't bother me. That's
perfect. You know, exactly. You know, and that's the one thing we have to remember. It's their choice. And, you know, that's recently, I'm not saying just recently, a few times over the last few years, a few months, this has been happening more and more often in my life, that somebody's like kind of gone, I'll do things my way and my own way, and I'll do it myself. Well, fine, it's your choice. But remember that you're not going to have the support of me that you once had, because we have to learn as well that sometimes giving our all is maybe not the best to do sometimes, you know. Once we give our all and someone takes and takes and takes and gives us nothing back, then maybe we should, like, take a step back and think, am I doing the right thing for this person? Because sometimes they do need to stand on their own 2 feet and be a part of that themselves, and not allow us to be lent upon like a lamppost for any certain length of time, you know. And wonder if you're anything like myself. You know, I'll be there with strength for as long as I possibly can, until they kind of think, oh, I've had enough of you, I'm going somewhere else. And sometimes in life, that's what happens, which is very, very sad. It really is. But that's what I feel that your mum wants to bring forward for you and just say to you, you know, well, sometimes you have to do what's right for yourself and never mind what everybody else is asking or wanting of you, because you can only do of your best. And once you've done your best, nobody can ask any more of you, can they?
Right. And they possibly did me a favor by stabbing me in the back, because they need to go on to their side of the street and play, because I'm not going to play with them anymore.
You know, that's
I forgive them and go on. But I just don't want to go back to anybody that's backstabbed me, because I just don't want to go back down the same road.
That's a perfect attitude to have, because, you know, it's very similar to mine of, you know, I've given you as much as I can, then, you know, there's your journey. You walk your path on your own. You don't need me to stand by the side of you, you know, and carry on. You know, and that's probably the best way to deal with things, isn't it, Wanda?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Wanda,
well,
I know
thank
that,
you
both. That's okay. Wanda, I gotta leave you go there, cause, you know, we got to get on with the show. We've got lots of people online. And again, like yourself, lots of people have been on hold for a long time. So, Wanda,
thank
you very much. And remember, please always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and check out the website of Mike Spirit FM. And obviously my website, my personal one, MikeDavisMedium.com. Actually, thank you very much for calling it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Wanda.
Okay, Rocky, I think you should go to the next song, because, you know, I just glanced up here and I could see the word journey. Now, I don't know what song of journey it is, but, you know, the minute I see the word journey, it excites me. So let's press it.
It's probably a great song, so let's have a listen.
Doubt, you know, I might even tune this one up a bit, so let's enjoy.
Thank you.
international medium Mike Davis, the People Psychic, is now doing private readings on www.mikesword.fm. Just click on the Request a Reading page and follow the online instructions on how to contact Mike. Remember, this is a one-to-one service. Terms and conditions can be found on www.mikesword.fm. To book your reading, log on now. Remember, that's www.mikesword.fm. The home of the People Psychic.
Well, welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You listen to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. You have about 20 minutes or so left on air. We have a wonderful guest, and that's Rocky Frogfoss. Hi, Rocky.
Hey, Mike. What a lovely song. Did you know that in the 80s, that Journey was the top grossing band of all time, even more so than Van Halen and all Def Leppard and all those bands? The Journey was the top grossing band in the entire world.
Well, you know, that doesn't surprise me. You know, and there's one song of Journey that I thoroughly enjoy listening to, and you know, I've played it many times here on Mike's World FM, is the one Don't Stop Believing. And what words, and don't, you know, I could burst out into a song here, Rocky. I really could. I'm not going to. You know, there's no truer words. It don't stop believing, and I think that, you know, I think a lot of our artists today are inspired by spirit in some way, or even songwriters when they write these songs, because you know, there are some amazing lyrics out there. Some that I think, where did that come from? And others I think, wow, that's amazing. You know, it really is.
That definitely, the younger generation are more connected to spirit than ever. And the artistic community are definitely connected to spirit in that way, and definitely a lot of the lyrics and the music comes from spirit. Definitely, that's true.
You know, I solely believe that. I really do, because you know, as I say, you know, you listen to some of the lyrics in songs, and you know, it just makes you sit back and listen, doesn't it? And take notice of it. So. Yeah, you know, I totally, I'm with you every step of the way there, Rocky. I really am.
It's soothing and lovely, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so Rocky, let's go back into the phone lines.
Sure.
As I said, you know, we have literally maybe less than 19 minutes left. And let's go to area code 302 and say, hi, area code 302, are you there with us?
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
The pleasure is all ours. May I take your name there, please?
My name is Karen.
Karen.
And I'm interested in finding out if Spirit has a message for me.
Okay, Karen, can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Delaware.
Okay, Delaware. Now, I'm not familiar where that is. Where to is Delaware?
It's a tiny state in the United States, the second smallest.
Okay.
Right on the coast of the Atlantic in the Northeast.
Perfect. Okay. Well, I'll do my very best here for you, Karen, to make a link to the spirit world and see where we go from there. Is that okay?
That would be great. Thank you.
Okay. You know, instantly I'm aware of someone that's connecting you. I'm aware of a gentleman that steps forward from the spirit world. That wants to be remembered there to you in some way. Now, I know that this gentleman makes me aware, and bless his heart, he makes me aware that he went down to almost nothing. The condition that he had, kind of, seeing the words he uses, it stripped me of everything. And I believe that the one organ failed, and then the next, until he passed on to the spirit world. I believe that this man went almost down to nothing in his physical, his body, meaning he lost lots of weight. You could see this in his face. I believe that he got so weak he couldn't even stand. He would have been confined and restricted towards the end of his life when he was yours. Do you understand of who this man is there, please, there, Karen?
Yes, I believe it was my grandfather.
Your granddad, perfect. And he would link towards your dad's side, so it's your dad's dad. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Perfect, okay, because that's what he tells me. He says, I'm on dad's side, mind, okay? And I know before that this condition took his toll upon him, that he was a very strong man in his character. He was the kind of man that would have always done his best. And he tells me, if you don't put 110% into something, then it's just not worth doing. And I believe that he would be. See, and he even says the 110%. So I know that you know, it's not the case of doing your best. You have to do your best and a bit more when this man was with us. And I believe that when he was here with us, that's what he promoted, and that's what he wants to promote now from the spirit world. So, Karen, I want to say that to you that, you know, as he steps forward, he wants you to do your best at something that, okay, see, he stops me then. He says, no, no. Because would I be right in saying to you that you feel as if something is failing in your life in some way? Do you understand of this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's failing to the point of where you feel exhausted with it. I've had enough with it. I can't do this no more. It's time to make a change. Do you understand of that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I know that's what he's come to say to me, that you're feeling down and depleted. Now, you know, I'm going to stick my neck on the line and just say exactly what he comes to say, because, you know, that's what I do. That's what I've always done for the last 21 years, is just say it as it comes. You know, I'm not going to mince my words. I'm not going to do anything but just tell you exactly what he says. He says to me that it's mainly down to other people, and you would understand it's mainly down to other people. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And would I be right in saying there to you that, you know, that, let's just put it this way, that they've taken a little chunk out of you, a piece by piece, one bit at a time, and it's left you to a state of where you feel, I have nothing left to give anymore. Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, doesn't that just prove to you that your grandfather is there with us? In the spirit world, he's given me that information. He's passing it to you from the spirit world via myself as the channel there. And, you know, what he wants me to say to you is that, you know, that it doesn't have to be this way forever, okay? Now, I believe that you feel in some way that this is the way it's got to be now. Do you understand of this?
I do, yes.
And it doesn't have to be this way forever, okay? And he repeats that to me, forever. It doesn't have to be this way forever. Because I know that, you know, that, see, his old attitude was, take the bull by the horns and deal with it once and for all. Do you understand of this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in some way, and I don't mean this to come out wrong, but, you know, you have to have the gumption to say your piece, because I know that, you're all about keeping the peace and, you know, keeping the peace for everyone else. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you have to have the gumption to say of how you are feeling, because, Karen, you are just as important as everyone else, and, you know, you have an equal right to be as important as everyone else. Do you understand of this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay, because I know that's what your granddad has come to say. Who's the lady that stands by him? There's a lady in the spirit world that stands by him. And I believe that she would have been very supportive of this man. So I don't know if this is your grandmother as she comes in, but she makes me feel she's very supportive of him. She'd always stood by him in life. She makes me aware that her passing was very sudden towards the end of her life. And she says to me that it's kind of like as if there was things that wasn't picked up with her medically. There wasn't things that was picked up with her. She passed with a condition that maybe she didn't know that she had when she passed from this life. She says to me that her feet and her legs would have kept swollen and swelling up towards the end of her life, and that's why she would have sat with her feet elevated before she passed home to the spirit world. She makes me aware to say to you as well that her sight, her eyesight wasn't the best before she passed on to the spirit world too. Do you understand of this lady? Is this your grandma that stands with your grandfather there, please?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So now I've got the two of them that comes in together. And I know as the two of them stands by the side of me, one either side, it's like, you know, like a support there to you, like a set of crutches, if you like, from the spirit world to you at the moment, knowing that they wanted to give you their strength, their comfort and their upliftment, and to know that you're not alone, because I know that's how you are feeling there, Karen, that you're feeling alone in your vibration and alone with the spirit world, and they are saying to me, we are there with you to support you, to guide you, and to keep you on the pathway that you love to be on. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
I know Rocky wants to come in there. Rocky, do you want to join us there?
Yeah, absolutely. Hi there. How are you today?
Good. Thank you, Rocky.
Good, good. What I'm getting is you are a really kind, gentle, loving woman. And there's a theme today. I don't know if you've been listening to the whole show. There's a theme going on today. And even spirits coming through and sort of spinning a wheel on a certain theme today, and that's empowerment. And empowerment is sometimes just a really weird thing because we're so caught up in the programming of who we think we are that we don't even know we're giving away our power. You are a kind and gentle and loving woman. You are a spiritual woman, and yet there are things happening in your life that you don't understand. It's like if I could picture this, you're standing on a CD-ROM and you're spinning around and you're going on the same circle over and over and over and over again. But you don't understand why it doesn't get better. Would that be right?
Yes, in a certain area, yes.
In a certain area. And so I want to just quickly go into that because we've got a little bit of time here. Are you in a relationship with a man?
Just starting, but the issue they're talking about is more dealing with a family court issue that's been 13 years with my ex-spouse, and it's constantly in court, and he just doesn't leave it alone, and, you know, just tries to prevent me from seeing my children for 13 years on, you know, it's been nonstop, and they're getting older now, and I've had enough of it. You know, constantly have to go back to see them, and then him trying to prevent it again. And
yes,
you know, so, and the kids understand at this point what's going on. So I'm at the point where, like, you know, I've done what I can, and I've done a really good job with them, and they are just love me so much. And he was never able to harm that because I was diligent about doing it the right way and not putting him down and not involving the kids from my end. And so I feel really good about that. But it's still constant, and it's a real drain on your energy, and just, you know, it's very negative in your life.
It's very
and
negative,
I don't understand why the courts won't do anything. I mean, I've got this judge. I can't get off the case. He's a friend of his, and it's just like, you know, will it ever end? It's one of those things that's never going to end till the kids are out of college, probably.
So can I share with you something? There's a different twist to this that I'm going to share with you because I've had to go through it myself in the last couple of years. So I'm going to share this with you. There's a sense of injustice here. Would that be fair to say?
Great injustice, yes.
Okay, so let me just share with you how to deal with injustice because I had to learn this. I was on a job site, a construction job site. And there was so much injustice on there. It was almost like working as a gladiator in the Roman days. It was so abusive. It was unbelievable. And I saw these young kids being abused and on the job site constantly. And so I had to learn with spirit guide intervention that my job was no longer to pick up the sword and fight injustice. So I want to share with you why that's important. And how that will change, I'll call it the TV station that you're now on, that CD-ROM that goes around and around and around, never changes. There's an injustice here, and part of your karma was to come and work with injustices, but not fight it anymore. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, I do. I actually ended up really fighting it in the state and took the case to the Supreme Court myself because I couldn't afford an attorney anymore. Learned the law and fought it and won a case in the Supreme Court and took it to the media and really made changes. But, you know, I did it, and I'm tired of it. And I don't want to be fighting for everybody. I mean, but I don't want to make it my life. It's very draining, and it's a lot of negativity, and it's hard.
Yes. Yes, but that's exactly my point. That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying you're not here to fight injustice anymore. You're not here to fight. that word, you can take the scribe and cross that out of your language, because there's a different way of approaching this. And the way of approaching it is letting go of the resentment in your body, letting go of the fight, and just allowing the river of life to flow as it should in your karmic arrangements with your ex-husband and your children. And you're right, your children are not stupid. They know exactly what's going on, and they know who provides love and who's angry and who's not angry. So the children are fine. Now it's up to you to let go of the fight altogether. No more fighting, no more resentment, no more anger, no more anything. Just let it go. Now, it's easier to say that than do it. But if you do that, what will happen is you will change the energetic component of the relationship you have with this man, and you will literally change the nature of your reality with him, whereby he won't be able to, I'll use the term, keep you stuck energetically in this karma that's going on and on and on. And you'll be able to release it, and once you release it and you release him forever, and you can do a spiritual ceremony where you can literally cut the tie, the cord that ties you to him, and cut the cord with love and forgiveness for him and for yourself, and you can let him go very gently and send him on his way to continue his journey of suffering, and you don't have to be a part of it anymore. And that will change the nature of the reality that you're living, whereby you won't have to buy into the fight anymore. You can be free, because what you want right now is you want freedom. Is that right?
I do. I want freedom from him entirely, and I think that part of it, and I was wondering, is my grandfather trying to say, you know, fight some more, because people would like me to do that because I'm very effective and I'm good with the media, and I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it.
It doesn't matter if you're good at a fight. Many people are good at fights, but fights in the law of attraction.
Right, but it was a fight. I have a gentle approach, and it was, you know, it was effective, but it was a gentle approach. It wasn't like hurting anybody or bashing anybody. It was dealing with the issues in a general
but
sense,
it's still,
not just my issue.
But it's still a fight against injustice.
Yes.
Any way you cut it, and that is still a fight. It's an energy that doesn't serve you anymore. So what I'm saying to you is logically, it's hard to understand to let go of the fight, because we feel injustice. And so you can let go of the injustice. That's where you start to change this whole reality that you're living. Let go of that fight. Let go of the resentment. Let him go. Do a ceremony where you cut the cord between him. Let him go with love and forgiveness for the lessons he's taught you, because he came here to teach you a lesson. And the lesson is that you are love. You are love. You are not the fight. Do not engage the fight anymore in anything you do. Simply allow people who want to be in a fight to go elsewhere for a fight, because you're here to simply love everything, starting with you.
Oh, that's so good to hear, because I really want to move forward, and there's someone I've sort of started to see, and it's going slow, and I'm wondering if that's why it's going slow too.
Indeed, you're pushing him away subconsciously. And it's not something that's your fault, but there's something you can do. You can let go of this karma. You can send it to the past and let it go forever just by cutting the cord, letting go of any fight. Don't join any fight anymore in your life. Don't join any righteous causes or anything like that. Send love, because that's what you're here to do. Send love is the only energy that creates change on this planet. Period. Write that down. Repeat it
Thank
to yourself.
Thank you so much.
Love. You're very welcome.
I really appreciate hearing that.
It,
and I mean, it's like you're just getting permission to let it go for good.
Okay, Karen, I've got to cut in there. And Rocky, I want to say thank you very much, Karen, for calling in. Rocky, we have literally two minutes left of the show. Karen,
yeah.
Thank you very much for calling in. Remember, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Rocky, since we've been on air, you know, we've been talking about my brother-in-law, Gwyn, being in hospital.
Yes.
He's been back down to take my sister down and to spend some time with him. Kelly has come back to the studio since we were just doing that last reading with Karen. And, you know, we're a little bit relieved because it seems to be as if it was the tests have been done, but there's no results. But he's feeling a lot better. He's feeling a lot of an ease. He's had some medication, and it seems to be some kind of infection, not the cancer. So, you know, I thank everyone for sending thoughts out to Gwyn earlier on, and yourself, Rocky, and just pray with all my heart that, you know, that things will come right. And just thank everyone, and thank you, Rocky.
You're so welcome, and then please continue to send love to Gwyn. And like I said, I would be glad to help him out, to help him relieve some of the beliefs about himself that he's carried on in his life that has brought him to this stage. So I would be glad to help him.
No problem at all. We can talk about that later on.
Yeah.
As you can hear, we've only got less than a minute left. Can you just let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you, Rocky?
Yeah. I do healings over Skype. It's called Distance Healings. And I would love to work with anyone who wants to continue to do the healing work. It's at Empower Me to Be Free with the number 2 is my Facebook page, and StressFreeMe99@gmail.com is my email. Please feel free to contact me anytime. And thank you so much, Mike.
Well, thank you, Rocky. And you know, if you want to get a hold of me, it's quite simple. Facebook, Mike Davis Medium. Check out the website of Mike Spirit FM, you know, because we had some, well, actually, I was quite surprised, Rocky. We've had, we've probably had maybe over 50,000 hits to that website. So check that out, and also check out Mike Davis Medium. For me, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.